Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a $530 million boost for funding for aged care in response to the Royal Commission's interim report, which labelled the sector a shocking tale of neglect, along with 10,000 new home care packages and a pledge to reduce chemical restraints. The government has committed to ambitious new targets to get young people out of aged care. Cameron Nicholls asked Alan Blackmore, Policy Director from Young People in Nursing Homes National Alliance, about his reaction to the additional funding.
We're really, really quite pleased with the response. I mean, our interest is clearly with the younger people in residential aged care. And we're pleased that the government's accepted the targets that were proposed by the Royal Commission. The government's been fairly quick in coming up with its response. The fact that they've embraced the target without question, they've really set themselves a fairly ambitious target. And so, making sure that they achieve that's going to require a significant investment, and also some partnerships with states and counties that they perhaps haven't had before to make sure that this is a comprehensive solution across all parts of the care system.
So Scott Morrison has said that he will put $4.7 million at the moment towards these targets. Do you think that that's enough money to achieve them?
Oh, look, on its own, it's not, but we're not yet clear on what that money's for. But we think that there's other work that needs to be done. Because clearly this is going to require an enormous amount of work, getting around to every individual and finding out, where they want to live, how they want to live, and as well intervening to stop new people coming out of hospital and home going into aged care. There's a lot of work in finding other options and to provide the support early on for these people.
The government already had an action plan from earlier this year. Do you think that they have a track record of being able to deliver on these promises?
Going back some years, we've already had a go at trying to get young people out of nursing homes, with a 5-year CoAG sponsored program back in, from 2006 to 2011, and it really didn't change, the numbers. It really didn't make much of a dent. So there's been various attempts. We thought the NDIS was going to be a fix for this problem, but it wasn't. So in regard to the action plan, there was certainly a commitment, but I think the Royal Commission found that the action plan itself was not enough to really solve the problems. So the targets that they've suggested, are a lot more ambitious and would then enable a really serious attempt to be made.
Do you think there's enough momentum from the Royal Commission to do that?
Oh, I think the Royal Commission is giving the issue some authority to solve it. So it's something that, as I said, there's been various attempts at in the past and it hasn't really solved it. So we can't just go on accommodating this as just an unfortunate side effect of our care systems and our health systems. We really need to follow through and solve this problem.
The government says that there may be some more funding forthcoming in the next budget. What would you look for or hope for from the next budget in terms of these goals to achieve them?
Well, we'd certainly like to see a network of independent advocacy to provide that, long-term work with individuals as they undertake this transition, which, from our experience, can take 2 to 3 years for someone to sort of start thinking about moving and then getting to their next location. So that'll take us right up to the end of 2022. So I think we need to have a bigger investment in advocacy and key workers to support people, and also I think a big investment in accommodation to make sure that people don't get stuck in hospital and don't leak into aged care, alongside what's going on to try and keep them out.
Alan Blackmore, Policy Director from Young People in Nursing Homes National Alliance, ending that report by Cameron Nicholls.